Who should make mockery of whom? This is Mockery Rocks. I am Patrick Boggs. I am Rocky's dad. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not even consider renaming military bases named after Confederate generals. Mr. Trump tweeted on Wednesday that bases named for Confederate generals have become part of a great American heritage, a history of winning victory and freedom. How does he mean winning? Inasmuch as the Confederate generals did lose. How does he mean victory, inasmuch as there was no victory for the Southern states in that uprising? He added, "The United States of America trained and deployed our heroes on those hallowed grounds and won two world wars. Therefore, my administration will not even consider the renaming of these magnificent and fabled military installations." He is rightfully pointing out how the bases have been used long, long after getting named. Would you find it way too difficult to separate the name from the history? I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I find myself rather ambivalent about the situation. It is a contrived situation, but let's still examine it. I want to focus first on Fort Benning. I have had less confidence in my hometown newspaper recently, but as they cover this story, I have newfound confidence in them. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. A writer, Nancy Clanton, writes, "One of those bases is Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, named for Confederate Army Brigadier General Henry Benning. Here are a few things to know about him. Not a few things to know about the good things that have happened at that military installation, but a few things to know about the man it was named after. Henry Louis Benning was born in Columbia County on April 2, 1814, to Malinda Meriwether White and Pleasant Moon Benning. A man was named Pleasant Moon. After graduating college, he returned to Columbus, Georgia, where he established his permanent home. He married Mary Howard Jones, and he fathered 10 children. Benning died July 10th, 1875, and is buried in Linwood Cemetery in Columbus, Georgia. Benning graduated from the University of Georgia in 1834 and then studied law. He passed the bar in 1835 and served as a Solicitor General of Columbus from 1837 to 1839. Benning had bigger plans, though, and he ran for a seat in the State General Assembly. He was defeated. He later ran for Congress and again was defeated. Between those events, he became an outspoken supporter of secession. Bear in mind, until secession, the Southern states were the United States of America just as much as any northern state, and the entire country of the United States was only half of what it is today, or even less than that, in land area. According to the New Georgia Encyclopedia, Binning was one of Georgia's delegates to a convention of 9 slaveholding states held in Nashville, Tennessee, to determine the southern course of action if slavery were banned in the western territories. While the resolutions of the convention helped lead to the Compromise of 1850, which temporarily averted secession, Binning introduced resolutions in Nashville that strongly defended slavery and supported a state's right to secede. After returning to Georgia, Binning was elected to the state Supreme Court, where he served for 6 years. Binning initially presided over Georgia's secession convention, even helping to draft the state's ordinance of secession. Georgia seceded in January 1861, and Binning headed to Virginia, where he argued that separation from the Union was the only way to preserve slavery. Binning helped recruit men to form the 17th Georgia Infantry and was chosen as colonel in August 1861. After the war, I mean the Civil War, the war between the states, Binning returned home to ruined lands and no slaves. So he went back to practicing law. The idea of going back to practicing law sounds pretty much like he was only in the military for the Civil War. He did not return to the U.S. military after the Civil War. He wasn't really in the Army of the Confederacy until there was a Confederacy, which lasted such a very short time. Back to modern times, U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy are open to discussing renaming 10 military installations that honor Confederate figures, including Forts Binning and Gordon in Georgia. The U.S. Army said on Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2020. The Army did not say what exactly prompted their position. To my way of thinking, the next story is related to the previous story. Fort McPherson was the closest military installation in Atlanta, Georgia, to where I lived growing up. I felt pretty familiar with it. It no longer exists under any name, but it started not for the Civil War, not named after anyone from the Civil War. It started as a place to house Union soldiers during Reconstruction as they were stationed in Atlanta. Fort McPherson was situated on 487 acres and located 4 miles southwest of the center of Atlanta. Fort McPherson was rich in military tradition as an army post dating back to 1867. It was during that year that a post was established in West Atlanta on the grounds of what is now Spelman College. Between the years of 1867 and 1881, the post was garrisoned in turn by elements of the 2nd, 16th, and 18th U.S. Infantry Regiments and the 5th Artillery. Their mission was to enforce Union regulations during the Reconstruction period following the Civil War. Named after Major General James Birdseye McPherson, the fort was founded by the U.S. Army in September 1867. It was named the McPherson Barracks, and it served as a post for the federal troops who were occupying Atlanta. With the end of Reconstruction, the McPherson Barracks was closed and sold off in 1881, though the site continued to be occupied during the summers by U.S. troops stationed in Florida. In 1887, the land was again purchased by the U.S. Army so that they could station 10 Army companies there. So, what became of Fort McPherson? Not named after any Confederate. Well, it seems to me that what became of Fort McPherson is that it became Hollywood East. A city-appointed board would buy the 488-acre former U.S. Army base for $26 million and then sell most of it to Tyler Perry. A city-appointed board will buy the 488-acre former U.S. Army base for $26 million. Tyler Perry would then pay $30 million for 330 acres, again about renaming military installations that were named after people involved as generals. In the Civil War, I remain ambivalent, and the President of the United States is dead set against it. What a guy! And I am particularly proud of Tyler Perry developing a movie studio in Atlanta, Georgia. I hope it prospers. Did I inform you? I want to thank you so much for listening to this Rock of Mockery.